If you knew the gift of God. A relationship with anyone has to go both directions, whether that's your doctor, your daughter, or your dealership. If only one is interested, it's probably not going to work, or it's not going to last. And our relationship with God is no different. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is the summary of our faith. And the last section of the Catechism is all about prayer. And it has a very simple definition of prayer. It says that prayer is our relationship with God. And again, this relationship, like others, comes from both directions. When we think about prayer, the reality is that we mostly think about it from our perspective. What am I asking for? Where am I at? What words am I using? Am I distracted? And things like that. But in fact, the main agent in prayer is not us. The truth is that when we seek God in prayer, it's because He was already searching for us. And his relationship with the woman at the well in the gospel is proof of that. The Catechism's, that same section on prayer, begins by saying that prayer is God's gift. Do we believe that? That prayer is God's gift? You know, sometimes we're pretty sure that something's good for us, but we're not completely convinced. So this is the box that my medicine comes in. And so I pick up my prescription in this box, and I'm pretty sure that this medicine is gonna make me feel better. Pretty sure. That's why I got it. It's gonna make me feel better. But there's this little note on the inside. I'm thinking maybe it'll tell exactly how I'm gonna feel better. And it opens, and then it opens. I start to read about adverse reactions and clinical trials and toxicology and... I thought this was going to make me feel good. Now I'm... not so sure. If you knew the gift of God, do we believe that prayer is really a gift? In three ways. Do I believe that God's presence is a gift? Do I believe that God's response is a gift? And do I believe that God's challenge is a gift? So first, do I believe that God's presence in prayer is a gift? Sometimes we're not so sure. Did you notice what time the woman came to the well? It was at noon. And scholars will ask, why did she come during the heat of the day? No one comes at that time. And that's exactly why she came. She didn't want to be seen. A woman, Samaritan, an outcast. But Jesus was already there, thirsting for her faith. The Catechism says that the wonder of prayer is revealed beside the well where we all come. And there Christ meets us, meets every human being. Let's be honest, there are times when I'd rather sleep than go to my adoration hour. Times when I'd rather listen to the radio in the car than pray a rosary. You know, times when I try to pray in the morning and I'm distracted thinking about my schedule and the special appeal and what I'm going to have for breakfast. And when I'm done, I'm like, well, that was a waste. No, it isn't a waste because I spent that time with God. God's presence is a gift. Secondly, do I believe that God's response in prayer is a gift? I'm not so sure, because more often it seems like it's God's lack of response in prayer. What did the woman say to Jesus? You don't even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. How many times do we say that in prayer? God, how are you going to take away my arthritis? God, how are you going to heal my relationship with my daughter? God, how are you going to help me to pass my midterm? You don't even have a bucket. And yet, how many times do we look back after it's done and realize that what I thought was God's lack of response was exactly what I needed? God had a bucket, and it was full. I just didn't know how to drink. And finally, do we really believe that God's challenge in prayer is a gift? Because sometimes when we sit with God in prayer, he'll tell us something that we don't want to hear. He told the woman, "You're right in saying I do not have a husband. For you've had five husbands, and the one you're with now is not your husband." Yet that challenge is a challenge of love, just like it was for her. And as you spend time in prayer, he might challenge you. Stop using that language. Stop visiting that website. Stop holding that grudge. God's challenge to us can even be a gift. You know, sometimes the risks that come with something good can make us question if it's really worth it. Do I get a prize for being able to fold this back up? Entering into prayer with God can seem like a relationship with risks. Do I really want his presence? Do I really want his response? Do I really want his challenge? Yet in all three, his thirst is for me. As he said to the woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God.